This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The city of Denver says more migrants have been coming to town recently. Victoria Aguilar is a spokeswoman for Denver's Department of Human Services.
We're currently sheltering what is essentially double what we have been sheltering the last couple of months. I would say that it's not currently an emergency posture, but we are beginning to feel this pressure with the number of arrivals.
Aguilar says the mayor's office is prepared to issue an emergency declaration if the situation worsens. She says it's unclear whether the migrants are landing in Denver through federal and nonprofit placement programs or through buses organized by Republican leaders like Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Environmental groups have filed a new lawsuit to stop the expansion of a reservoir in Boulder County. CPR's Michael Elizabethakis reports.
The fight against the expansion of Gross Reservoir has been going on for years. Now, a coalition of environmental groups are asking a judge to shut down the project, which is already underway. The plan is to make Gross Reservoir bigger to store more Colorado River water for Denver water users. The complaint argues the approved permits failed to consider the project's impacts on the environment and the Colorado River. I'm Michael Elizabethakis, CPR News.
The state Senate has a new majority leader. Democrats voted to elevate Assistant Majority Leader Robert Rodriguez of Denver into the role. He will be the chamber's number two Democrat after the Senate president. As the majority leader, Rodriguez will set the calendar for debate and decide committees' appointments. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.